Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Monday, May 9th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $2.80. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 13 securities, of which 1 advanced, 6 declined, and 6 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 5.67 points to close at 2,054.62. The Composite Index declined by 2.93 points to close at 1,421.82. The Cross-Listed Index remained at 104.27. The SME Index declined by 0.41 points to close at 39.24. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 706,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $5.3 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 559,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $2.8 million, followed by Unilever Caribbean Limited, with a volume of 120,000 shares being traded for $1.95 million. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 59 stocks, of which 18 advanced, 36 declined, and 5 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 14.2 million units, valued at over $381,000. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. Productive Business Solutions Limited with 2.87 million units. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 2.8 million units. And Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 1.69 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one declined and one unchanged, as 301,359 shares traded on the regular market, with a total value of $21.9 million. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader, with 300,000, at a high of $73 and a low of $73, before closing at $73. They were followed by Epley Caribbean Property Development Fund, which traded 1,000 shares. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.